Are you growing weary? Just remember, things are all falling into place.
As he did in Noah's time, enough is enough. I've had enough. I've given man the will to choose what he wants to do by way of behavior and lifestyle choice. And this is what you want to celebrate? Then, as I provided the ark for Noah, I am providing the rapture for the church.
Welcome to Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, Radio for the Remnant, brought to you by Olive Tree Ministries. Today, we are presenting Jan Markell's message at the Behold He Comes Prophecy Conference back on September 10th and 11th at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. It is titled Convergence, How Things Are All Falling Into Place. Jan looks at 10 global events that herald the soon return of Jesus Christ. Hundreds of thousands have accessed the online conference with several thousand in-person attendees. Here is today's programming.
Welcome to the program, Sam. I'm so glad you could join me today. And I actually enjoyed being a part of the Behold He Comes Prophecy Conference back on September 11th. You know that on this program, we like to document how things are all falling into place in the end time scenario. And that was the theme of my conference message that I shared that day and today. So let's play Convergence, How All Things Are Falling Into Place.
Convergence. To move toward one point or one another. To come together. For us, every moment, every second, every tick, we, the bride and Christ, move toward convergence.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. So what did you think the last days would look like, huh? Did you think they'd be a picnic? No. I know you didn't. I'm not sure we thought they'd be quite like they are. Let me just make a few comments, very few, before I get going. All our info is at olivetreeviews.org, and a lot of products, didn't bring them here, but a lot of products in our online store and other places. Let me just give you a 30-second background here. I've done 24 Understanding the Times conferences in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and some of you have been there. We've got some problems going on in Minneapolis-St. Paul area. It's the land of 10,000 lakes, 10,000 terrorists, 10,000 riots. So it's just a little bit difficult to do what we're doing here in Minneapolis. And Amir came up to me, this would have been 6-8 months ago, and said, why don't you let Jack take it over? And I said, well, if he's willing to, let me just go here. This is my conference in 2019. This is my security team. We had a team of 10, 15, maybe even 20 guys like this. Again, because it's not the most safest place on the planet anymore. But it's my hometown and it's my home state. And at one time it was a great state, but I haven't got much to brag about it now. But thankful for all the events that were held there and the lives that were changed, souls that were saved. Some of the gentlemen you'll be hearing today are my frequent guests. And if you haven't heard Understanding the Times Radio, I hope you'll check it out. We're on 900 stations. You can catch the program on his channel, YouTube, Rumble, Light Source, of course, our website. And we have a video version of the radio program, so you can actually see what we're talking about. And again, that would be on his channel, YouTube, Rumble, Light Source, and olivetreeviews.org. So, started on radio 21 years ago. Despise not small beginnings, because it was a small beginning, but God opened more doors and blessed it, and I'm so thankful, particularly for the wonderful leaders that I've met over the 21 years now, featuring them as my radio guests. I want to go as quickly as I can talking about the convergence. I know we think things are falling to pieces, but they're falling into place. But honestly, the process of these things falling into place can be traumatizing. But I hope if we can see it from a biblical perspective, you won't see it as traumatizing. You'll actually be excited about some of the things that are happening, but they're not pleasant. I'm not going to sugarcoat this and tell you that I'm presenting happy talk. I don't know how to present happy talk. I mean, I know a lot of people do. I wouldn't know how. At the same time, I don't want to just be gloom and doom, because I'm going to give you some encouragement as we move along as well. I've picked out 10 things that I'm watching that I want you to keep your eyes on as well. Let's just say they're a harbinger of his return. I could pick out 110 things that are going on. Remember, the concept of last days, when things begin to happen, what is it? It's suddenly. It happens suddenly. And that's what's going on right now. It's happening so suddenly, your head spins. I'm going to hit 10 points. We're going to spend just minutes on each of the 10 points. Each 10 point would really require probably an hour, but we're going to just take minutes. And what I'm going to start with, not necessarily in the order of importance, though I think number one is tragically huge, and that would be, as we see, as we're watching, the decline of our wonderful, wonderful country. What's coming? Quite frankly, what's coming is the New World Order. That's what's coming. There's a video online of an Australian politician. She says, hey, the New World Order is coming. You guys got to move out of the way. The New World Order is coming. So this is common conversation that a one world global government is on the horizon. Literally, it's right over a ridge. And I think one of the things that would convince us of that, many things, but a prominent one, and it just happened, would be the debacle in Afghanistan. We are no longer a major world player. And that was proven to the whole world by the debacle of leaving good people behind, of pulling out without proper preparation, without proper protection of good people that should have been able to leave. It was such an incredible debacle. A new world is dawning, and the U.S. will no longer lead it. And that's so true. You have to wonder if it was deliberate. And I think it was. I think it was deliberate. If Michelle shares anything when she shares a few minutes today, I mean, she may back that up. But I think this was deliberate. I think everything that has transpired concerning the Afghanistan debacle was deliberate. So I don't believe America is coming back. I believe Jesus is coming back. Yeah. After Kabul, hard questions about American global leadership. It's so obvious. A lot of people, and you know them, they're in your life, and they can't let go. 1 Corinthians 7, for the present form of this world is passing away. And that is so obvious. It is passing away. Aren't you thankful that for some reason God has allowed you to have eyes to see what's happening? When you stop and think how many do not get it, you've got them in your life, and you try to tell them, and all you get is a glazed stare or anger because they're not with you, because they can't have that eternal perspective. So what is going to be rising? And what's going to be rising would be point number two, would be the rush to global government. That rush to global government, the New World Order, is it's all in essence wrapped up in what's called the World Economic Forum. Now, Mr. Schwab here, Klaus Schwab, he says the pandemic, okay, we're going to talk about that, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. Here's what I think. I think their great reset is the tribulation. And they are meeting early in the new year, and they're going to put their final touches on the reset. So when does it launch? We don't know. I would say soon. I do not believe the church will see the official formal reset. I think we'll be in heaven. Now, that's just my hunch. Just my hunch. I think this will be a form of global communism or global socialism, probably communism at the barrel of a gun. And I think that ultimately the Antichrist will lead it. But what does the Bible say? Revelation 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And authority was given to him, the Antichrist, over every tribe, people, language, nation, all who live. That's not just a few. It's all who live on the earth will worship him. everyone whose name has not been written since the foundation of the world. Now, talking about the saints. The saints are those who come to faith in the tribulation. That's not the church. People see that. Well, there you see, don't you see the church is in the tribulation? Sorry, church is not in the tribulation. Now, here's the thing, is they're suggesting you're going to own nothing. And by the way, it's a group of global elites. It's the Bill Gates of this world, the other power players of this world. And their slogan is, you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, is that not global Marxism? The Antichrist will not allow us to own anything, but we'll be happy. Doesn't that sound like paradise? No. Paradise lost. Here's the thing. This bunch had to have a crisis. They thought global warming in the last 20 years, 30 years, would be the crisis. Well, a lot of people didn't buy into that. But what did they buy into? They bought into a global pandemic from which 99.9% of people survive. Nonetheless, this is what the World Economic Forum and the global movers and shakers pushed to get people to trust them, look to them for global leadership. Globalists look to exploit coronavirus. Somehow, I'm not saying they caused it. We don't know. I think it came from a lab in China. I think that's obvious. But how did the globalists tap into it? Well, I think that's probably obvious, too, with the shady characters running around. We won't talk about Dr. Fauci today, but I'm going to try to resist. Honestly, going to try to resist. Is he shady or not? Here's the thing. They got their crisis, and oh, how they have exploited that crisis. Point number three, then, would be this government overreach, third thing, herald of his coming, harbinger of his return, the shaking point, the breaking point of what's happening today to make our world like it's never been before. And again, that fear-based society. There's nothing more effective than fear. Nothing. Nothing. And if it's fear about your physical health, well, there's certainly reasons to be concerned, not putting that down at all. Nobody wants to get sick, particularly seriously sick. But the new religion of fear says safety is more important than truth or liberty, and that's exactly what's happened in the last year and a half to almost going on 2 years. Fear-based society, again, what a crisis that they would not let go to waste. So if we can get the mindset of trust the government, be sure to trust the government, then eventually we trust, not you and me, we trust the Antichrist, because he will be ultimate government. If you just joined me, I'm playing my conference message back on September 11th at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California, the Behold He Comes Prophecy Conference. Now, we've got some things going on, and again, FBI urges American citizens to turn in their family members and peers. Again, COVID door knockers, they're going door to door with a needle? Are you kidding me? Next, it's show me your papers. Almost feel next, it's where's the Warsaw Ghetto? I'm not trying to compare this necessarily to the Holocaust, but I'm saying that the mindset is completely off the chart crazy. Vaccine passports? Are you kidding me? Even a famous leftist, Naomi Wolf, ardent leftist activist, has said, stop this madness. Stop these passports. Stop these mandates. If a leftist is saying that, some have their eyes open and some can see this is a totalitarian takeover. How did you like being scolded by our president the other day? Here's my thought is, again, the reset, this overstep of the government, it's tribulation-esque. It's a word I made up. It's tribulation-esque. It's setting the stage for what's coming. And we need to see it as exactly that. Again, global warming did not work. A pandemic did. And the message is, trust what the government has to say. If you'll trust the government, you'll stay well. That's the message that's going on. Just a couple more pictures here. HHS Secretary of the U.S., and we got a lot of countries watching, but he says it's absolutely the government's business to know which Americans are not vaccinated. Really? No, they might have done that in Nazi Germany, but this is America. Vaccine mandates are lawful? No, they aren't. Our Constitution doesn't allow it. I'm sorry, you're violating the Constitution, Mr. Democrat Party. You are. You're violating our Constitution. Australia, if you're watching, look, we're praying for you, okay, Australia? You're virtually under lockdown. You're virtually under siege. The military is rolling into parts of Australia. They've lost their freedom. There's a video out there of an Australian leader. If you want to take a drink, you take it with your mask on. Well, how insane is that? Okay, up is down, black is white, good is evil, evil is good. So they've lost their minds, and it's part of the plan. It didn't just accidentally happen. It's part of the end time scheme, if I can say that. Point number four, just spend a minute here, and that would be this creation that is groaning. And that's hard to watch, and it breaks my heart. But I think the thing that's been so obvious to me here in the last 20 years or so is that the aberrations that are end-time birth pangs are all blamed on man. Man caused whatever, global warming, man caused, you name it. And it's not coming from man, folks. It's coming from God. Some of the weather information, this is a headline, frequency and intensity of extreme weather surprises even climate scientists. This is apocalyptic, right out of the Bible. Frequency and intensity is getting worse. Apparently, the summer of 2021 was the hottest summer ever recorded. I don't have any issue believing that. I don't believe it's propaganda. I'm sure it's true. But we caused that? Are you kidding me? We have the power to cause the hottest summer in the history of mankind since keeping records? Hardly. So man cannot destroy the planet. There are 50 Bible verses that say God is in control of the weather. Hello? This is not rocket science, that God is in control of the weather. When you get an earth-based type worship system, which is what we have, is Romans 8. We've got the Romans 8. The earth is filled with literal earth worshipers, and we can change this by our behavior. No, we can't. We do not have the ability to destroy the planet. In Germany over the summer, Angela Merkel said the German language can barely describe, this was flooding, the devastation. It's always record-setting. And that isn't just propaganda, it's true. It's always record-setting. Because the Bible says the intensity and the frequency as these birth pangs that are announcing the herald of his coming, harbinger of his return, they're going to get strong and more brutal. Now, good news here is we have some attending today from the Lake Tahoe area, and the firemen saved her neighborhood, thank God. It was a huge fire. And they're able to be here today. They didn't know if they would. They didn't know if their whole community might go up in flames, and other communities in that area did. Move on here to point number five, lawlessness. The rise of the spirit of Antichrist, okay? I've already told you I come from the land of 10,000 lakes and terrorists, and the George Floyd incident that kicked everything off May of 2020, 20 minutes from my office in the Minneapolis area, you talk about lawlessness. Actually, this scene right here is from Minneapolis in spring of 2020. The Bible says the lawless one whose rise to power will be in accordance with how Satan works. Now, imagine what I've already talked about post-rapture. Imagine those birth pangs post-rapture. You can read about it in the book of Revelation. Imagine this lawlessness post-rapture. Because the church is putting a lid on the violence right now, on this lawlessness. Imagine when we are gone. Talking about lawlessness, what is coming out of Washington, D.C.? Complete lawlessness is coming out of Washington, D.C. They care less what constitutional principles they break. They could so care less because they are in a march to power. You know, we're focused a little bit today on what radical Islam can do. And we were talking earlier this morning. The new left is just as dangerous as radical Islam. It is. The new left. Because they're out of control, they're drunk with power. But again, my hometown in Minneapolis, 5 miles, not 5 blocks, 5 miles is burned to the ground and will never come back. And that's just the beginning, folks. Again, we've got a man of lawlessness coming, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, Matthew 24. Much of what we're talking today fully blossoms in the tribulation. I get that. But we are seeing, and Ed Heinzen and I just talked about this, and by the way, he's speaking here tomorrow, three services, Dr. Ed Heinzen. We talked about it on my radio program, that the tribulation events are casting a shadow on the church age. Whereas they are casting that shadow on our age, you can't ignore it. It's a warning. It's God trying to wake up the church, to shake up the church, so that the church will look up. And it would be helpful if some more pulpits were actually telling their people to look up. So the man of lawlessness, and I talked about this on air with, I believe, Mark Hitchcock and Ron Rhodes, the man of lawlessness, we believe the devil has always had someone ready to go. Always. Every generation. Because the devil himself doesn't know when he can certainly see the important signs. He saw the rebirth of Israel. And, that obviously made a connection. Things began to speed up. So he has had someone waiting in the wings at all times, I fully believe. Okay, let's move on to point number six. Things that would be a harbinger of his return. Again, none of these necessarily pleasant to consider. All of them on overdrive, so to speak. We could have talked about them 10 years ago, sure. But not to the degree things are happening now. The intensity of all of these things. And then you've got this kooky rise of this Romans 1 mentality of reprobate mind and delusional thinking. If there's one word you take home this weekend, may it be delusion. Because the whole world and much of the church is lost in delusion. They're thinking in a delusional way. Let's just unpack Romans 1 for a minute, a couple of verses in Romans 1, that Romans 1 culture, and that's what we have now, it's going to get worse. Hearts are darkened. They thought they were wise, but they became fools. Again, what we have in Washington, some Keystone Cops, that's got to be the conclusion. It makes no sense, and their thinking makes no sense, because the four most scary words in the Bible, God gave them over. They hate him. That's why they pass these insane laws that keep him out of everything. They hate him. So he has turned them over to a debased, reprobate mind. Up is down, black is white, evil is good, good is evil. And they were filled with unrighteousness. And then they produced things like this kind of thinking. 58 gender options and Facebook and BBC films teach children of 100 genders or more. You know, there was a time, it's called the days of Noah, when God said enough. And he looked at the aberration during the days of Noah. Hey, there were only 8 righteous people in the days of Noah. And there were likely billions of people on earth who somehow got their thinking polluted. And he's looking at things today, drag queen story hour, you name it. And he's saying to himself, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm taking my church out of here so we don't have to see this any longer. And I believe, honestly, any day, this transgender insanity, I'm calling it what it is. I know a certain political party wants to celebrate this, but this is just one more reason why God is going to say, as he did in Noah's time, enough is enough. I've had enough. I've given man the will to choose what he wants to do by way of behavior and lifestyle choice. And this is what you want to celebrate. Then, as I provided the ark for Noah, I am providing the rapture for the church. And I do believe, again, that is imminent. He will say eventually, enough. Enough is enough. Again, we have a set of DVDs of this event, or just this message on a single DVD. Check our online store or call my office. The store is located at olivetreeviews.org. olivetreeviews.org. Just a heads up here that my single DVD of this message, which is included in the full DVD set of almost 8 hours of material, has over 80 PowerPoint slides and provides a very visual message that I cannot share on radio, sadly.
So you can get just a single DVD or the entire set of all speakers. And you can watch this particular message online at no cost at our website, olivetreeviews.org. Then go to video. And then remember, we make a video version of this radio program for those of you who retain by watching a presentation. Simplest place to find that is on my website. Posting there also prevents online censorship. We'll continue in a moment after an announcement about a very important upcoming event that you can participate in.
We hope you'll stay in touch with us online through olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. You can call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. Write us through the mail at Olive Tree Ministries and Jan Markell, Post Office Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. More of Jan's conference message in a few moments. We have a special evening coming up with Pastor Billy Crone on Thursday, October 14th. You can attend in person or live stream the evening at no cost. Billy Crone, Jan Markell, and Pastor Mark Henry will talk current events, Bible prophecy, and more, and try to make sense of our times. If you would like to attend, the event will be held at Revive Church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and begins at 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 14th. Doors open at 6 p.m. The address is 7849 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park, a northwest suburb of Minneapolis. Seating is first come, first served, though there is plenty of room. No tickets are required. You can live stream the evening at no cost by going to markhenryministries.com. That's markhenryministries.com. It will be posted to our website a few days later and to YouTube and Rumble. We are committed to helping you understand the times, contend for the faith, and be watchmen on the wall. So join us Thursday evening, October 14th. See you then.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. Just get a picture of that. God's sitting up there laughing at these evildoers. He's doubled up in laughter at their stupidity, because they've turned their back on him and they're relying on their own perception of things.
We now return to Jan's message, Convergence, How Things Are All Falling Into Place, from back on September 10 and 11 at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. We offer complete DVD sets of this event for just $20. They make a great gift and are suitable for study groups and other fellowship gatherings. They are professionally packaged and feature messages from Jack Hibbs, Amir Sarfati, Barry Stagner, Jan Markell, Michelle Bachman, a Q&A, speaker interviews, a prophecy panel, and more. We also offer this message as a single DVD for just $10. Visit our online store or call our office.
Say, we are very active on social media. Why don't you join the discussion we have on Telegram, on Facebook, on Gab, Instagram, Rumble, and YouTube? I'm going back now to my message given back on September the 11th at the Behold He Comes Prophecy Conference, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California, titled Convergence, How All Things Are Falling Into Place. There were several thousand in attendance that day. Since that day, hundreds of thousands have accessed the event online, and we hope you'll do that as well. So now back to the conclusion of my message on convergence.
Let me just spend a couple of minutes here, and I'm going to play a couple of videos for you. This technology and this rise of artificial intelligence, let's be honest, there's got to be Mark of the Beast technology. Quite frankly, you have it in your home. You probably have it in your back pocket or in your purse. It's everywhere. I mean, it's sophisticated technology. It gets the gospel around the world in a click of a mouse. Praise the Lord for that. But the Antichrist empire has to be run in a sophisticated way. by something, and it will be this new AI, artificial intelligence, sophisticated technology where we're being monitored 24/7. And I want to introduce you, and some of you may already know of this, it's just a little one-minute video, and that's the giant. The giant is very suspicious. I am not being sensational. I don't like sensationalism, but you can't miss this. It could be. I'm not saying there's Antichrist significance to it. There could be. The Antichrist is going to have an image of himself all over the world. And now the giant has come along this current year. It's visiting cities all over the world. And it's going to take on the image of anybody, musicians, actors, politicians.
People of the world, welcome to The Giant. The visitor attraction for the 21st century. The world's tallest moving sculpture. It speaks and sings.
Hi, pleased to meet you.
The world's largest selfie. Visitors are scanned and instantly become a giant. An experience to share and remember for a lifetime. See the city from the shoulders of a giant. Awaken the giant in you.
Oh, really? Awaken the giant in us. Okay, image of the beast, I don't know. It's just something with all the technology that's come along, so much of it being used for evil, not all, certainly, again, getting the gospel around the world, but could this become the image of the beast? It's just, I think the timing of it is pertinent. Came along here in the last couple of years, but the touring of it was supposed to be sometime during this present year. Now, this is a secular headline right here, end of the world. Rise of technology will spark the return of Jesus. And in this little clip I'm going to show you, you've got secular broadcasters who are looking at the rise of technology. These, to my knowledge, aren't believers. This isn't a Christian network here. And they're going to say, according to the technology that they're trying to feature, they're even using the term, this is Mark of the Beast. This is unbelievers talking, because technology today is so obviously in an apocalyptic category.
First came the credit card swipe, and then the tap, and now just a wave of the hand can process a payment.
So the future just keeps coming. Let's check in with
fast.
Jason Carr in the carport. Jason, what the Mark of the Beast is going on?
At a time when Elon Musk has monkeys playing Pong with their brains, scientists are growing half-monkey, half-human embryos, and UFOs are becoming a more real phenomenon. This seems on par or even a bit subdued by comparison or contrast. Amazon is rolling out palm scanners at one of its Whole Foods stores in Seattle. The technology, called Amazon One, allows shoppers to pay for their purchases by holding their hands above a scanner. Before you can use it, you have to give the company your credit card information and palm print. Amazon has been testing the system at its Amazon Go and Amazon Go grocery stores. The company plans to bring it to 8 Seattle area Whole Foods stores in the coming months.
It's screaming at us, these kinds of little news stories. Jesus is screaming, hey, I'm coming soon. Do you get the picture? I'm not even making it subtle anymore. I am coming quickly. That's the theme of eschatology. Suddenly, 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 everything happens suddenly. And you talk about the last year, all these things. And obviously the coronavirus kicked it into high gear. And now these things are happening so fast. Now, I wish I didn't have to talk about point number 8, but I will cover it real briefly here. And wolves among the flock. And I know many of you here are here today, and you are understandably frustrated with the churches in your community. I get 10 emails saying I can't find a church for every one email that says I finally found a good church, but I know they're out there. They're just very difficult to find. So the wolves among the flock, and here's what happened, I think. When they shut down spring of 2020, some opened 6 months later, some a year later, some still aren't open. And the emails I began to get were, I came back and my pastor was woke. My church was woke. Well, what does that mean? because that's kind of a strange term, but everything is now woke, everything. But when the church and the pulpit, evangelical pulpits, went woke, what happened? A couple of things happened. Critical race theory, I talked about this 2 years ago at Barry Stagner's Proximity Conference. Critical race theory overran the Southern Baptist Convention. Not all Southern Baptists, some are pushing back against this big time. But again, this critical race theory is everything gets down to skin color. And that's what people were telling me, is suddenly they went back to their church after 6 months to a year, and the messages weren't about you must be born again. The messages were, hey, you're too white. We got to get into social justice. Social justice is just as important as that born-again message. No, it isn't. It's end-time apostasy. But how many verses? We could spend the rest of the morning reading verses talking about, again, Acts 2. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise speaking perverse things. Called critical race theory. 2 Timothy 4, for the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. So social justice and critical, that's two things, but there's so much more. This requires really an hour-long message, and maybe someday we'll do that. By the way, I say the church has left the building. The people have not left the church. The church has left the building in many, many cases. Obviously, there are exceptions. You're sitting in the sanctuary of a place that is the exception. I think they just baptized 3,000 people here. Another movement that has me terribly troubled is called the New Apostolic Reformation. And just let me spend an extra minute or two on this. It's experience over the Bible. It's new revelations that are the all-important, not the preaching verse by verse. It's signs and wonders over sound teaching. And by the way, I'm not suggesting that God can't do signs and wonders today. He can do anything he wants. He can heal. He healed me, or I wouldn't even be here. He healed me. That's 20 years ago. So God is in the business of doing wonders, not putting that down. But when you take it to the degree that these NAR people do, it becomes very, very troubling when apostles and prophets become the authority and no one wants to hear about the rapture. As a matter of fact, there is no rapture because these folks are going to bring heaven to earth. They've been doing that now for several decades. And how's that working out, bringing heaven to earth? How's it working out that we have a paradise here on? We have hell on earth, I'm sorry. We don't know what's coming to America. We could have some very troubled times. We've got them, but we could have much more troubled times. What we don't know is we know God spares the church from his wrath of the tribulation. He doesn't necessarily spare the church from man's wrath and Satan's wrath. You see what's happening in other parts of the world. But this bringing heaven to earth is nuttiness. That's all I can say. And the one who's the primary pusher of it, this Bill Johnson, this dominionism, kingdom now theology, this is his quote, what's the will of God on earth as it is in heaven? Okay, whatever is in heaven, the glory, the perfection can be brought to earth. If it exists there, it is supposed to exist here. That is taking some scripture and absolutely butchering it. Let's just read a couple of verses here. But the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will fall from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits, teaching of demons. We'll stop there. We've got the teaching of demons going on today. And it's almost hard to find a church that isn't pushing some kind of demonic theology. And I'm so thankful for those remnant churches that are out there for remnant believers. And remnant believers are those that get it, that understand the times, that are watchmen on the wall, that are trying to make a difference in whatever time we have left. I'm more than confident that 99% of you would call yourself a remnant believer. And my hunch is many of you are frustrated with whatever church you've been a part of or are a part of. And that's not to say there aren't some good churches. There are solid churches. It's just, we would love to be able to say that alphabetical list of where to find them in what city, we can't help you because too few and too far between. Let's move on here to my point number 9. And that is this new hatred of Christians, conservatives, Jews, the marginalization, so that if you're a Christian, 2 Timothy 3:12, all who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Here's what I heard from Mr. Biden a couple of days ago. And by the way, don't believe a man can become a woman. Prepare to be labeled an extremist. This is a picture from the Department of Homeland Security. Potential terror threats. You are on a list if you oppose certain COVID measures, including vaccines. If you don't like the results of the election monkey business from 2020, you are on a list. You are being watched. Here's what I heard the other day from Mr. Biden, and again, this says it in this headline, Christian evangelicals are America's Taliban. I heard more praise from Mr. Biden for the Taliban than for you and me the other day. Yeah. They can be trusted, he said. We can do business with the Taliban. Are you kidding? You talk about debased. You talk about upside down thinking. You talk about Looney Tunes type of reasoning. And we're hearing that with just about every press conference. We're hearing that. You can trust the Taliban. We can do business with the Taliban. We can't do business with people like you and me.
Remember, this is available in a DVD set with almost 8 hours of video, or as a single DVD of just this message, Convergence, How Things Are All Falling Into Place. Both provide almost 80 PowerPoint slides to enhance this particular message. I know it's difficult for my radio audience to have a visual experience, so just giving you some options here. You're listening to my conference message back on September the 11th at the Behold He Comes Prophecy Conference at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California. Message titled Convergence, How All Things Are Falling Into Place.
This is this Joy Reid. She says, a true cautionary tale for the U.S., which has our own far religious right dreaming of a theocracy that would impose a particular brand of Christianity, drive women from the workplace and solely into childbirth, etc. Well, you bet. I'm waiting for a theocracy. I'm waiting for the millennium. I'm happy to say I'm waiting for King Jesus to sit on the throne in Jerusalem, because nothing's going to work until that happens. Nothing is going to work. And now I find there's a new subcategory of people, the persecuted, and that would be those who choose, for whatever reason, they have natural immunity, whatever, to not have a vaccine. We are now coming up with the Warsaw Ghetto. I mean, it's truly terrifying in the natural, and whoever would have thought. But we go back to the World Economic Forum, and if you can scare people sufficiently, scare them about the virus, you'll have them in the palm of your hand, and you can convince them to do anything the government says, and the New World Order and the Antichrist will then take over, and we'll be able to manipulate them in a brilliant way. Again, it says in John 15, if you were of the world would love you as its own, but because you are not of the world, and folks, you're not, I chose you out of the world. Because of this, the world hates you. And do understand this, the world does hate you. That's why you need each other, okay? You need each other. And you need to be in some kind of a fellowship. Online only is not going to do it. You supplement all you want online, but you need to be somewhere where there's fellowship. You need to be encouraging, Hebrews 10, encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near, because as you see the day drawing near, which it is, society is going to decline, 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 and then collapse. So you need to be encouraging one another. Persecution of Jews, anti-Semitic TikTok hate up by 912%. Hatred of Christians, conservatives, and Jews. We are the new Taliban. And anti-Semitism now has an academic mandate. So those are 9 things that I see happening with lightning fast speed. Again, key to the end time, suddenly. It happens suddenly. Behold, I come quickly. Everything suddenly. It started out slow. Who knows, 50 years ago maybe? probably at the birth of Israel, 1948, so that's some 73 years ago. And then everything went on overdrive. Everything went on overdrive. So my last point here of things that are all falling into place, again, not falling to pieces, but falling into place, all lining up perfectly. Again, we could look at 110 things, and so I try to narrow them down and keep them simple so you can just remember some bullet points. My understanding is we'll have DVDs of this event, and I'm sure Calvary Chapel has them as well. So if you want to get them, they won't be ready until they're edited, but get a hold of them. You can go to my website and check out what they have here at Calvary Chapel. It would be Mideast instability. Again, I'm going back to what happened here summer of 2021. I think some people think Afghanistan, that's some people there have a 7th century mindset. Well, the terrorists have a 7th century mindset. But thanks to America, we brought this country into the modern times, not the Stone Age. So it's a country that, my goodness, how we invested in this country in a very positive way, plus we invested the lives and limbs of a lot of soldiers. So how does it play out in the Bible? And I think that's what I want to emphasize here. And we know that there's coming this Gog-Magog war. And for those of you who can see the detail on this map, you'll see in sort of light green Magog, Gog from the land of Magog. We've got Rosh, that's Russia, and we've got some Persia, that's Iran. We've got Put, which are some North African countries, and Turkey is going to play a major role. But this Magog, Magog would be the stands, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, that's Magog. That's the useful idiots for the Russians. The Russians will have the stand countries be the soldiers to invade Israel and the mountains of Israel. And now we've got them all lined up. You think that would happen with U.S. troops there? No. Never. But now it's gone back again. The terrorists are 7th century mentality, but the 7th century mentality has the finest weaponry on the planet. $85 billion in the finest, most sophisticated. Oh, what does Ezekiel 38 say about that? And 39? Weapons that are going to be a part of this Russian invasion. The Bible talks about the weapons on the mountains. As a matter of fact, the Israelis are going to be burning them for 7 years, which makes the timing of Gog-Magog come into question. And maybe we can even talk about that in the Q&A. That means really Gog-Magog could happen tomorrow. And if it does, oh my goodness, get your rapture robe dry cleaned because there's no time left. No time left. Yeah. Even the Taliban were shocked at how easy it was to take this over. So the world was completely destabilized by this nation that hardly was a nation until America came along 20 years ago. America gave them the cell towers. Until America got involved, no question, it was a backwards nation. It's not now, particularly with that weaponry. This is just a little aside here. This is the flag that flew at the Kabul embassy. Is this ultimate lunacy or not? This is leftist lunacy on display. You're looking at leftist lunacy. They fly the flag of the homosexual movement in a hardcore Islamic country. Any wonder some of these Muslims went insane when they saw something like this at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. So what else? Other biblical significance from Afghanistan. I'll probably stop with this. This is Naftali Bennett, Prime Minister of Israel, but the quote is, former Israeli ambassador warns, fall of Afghanistan shows Israel must rely on itself. Again, Ezekiel 38:39 says that. It says, some nations are standing aside saying, hey, what are you guys doing? What are you invading Israel for? But they don't get involved. America doesn't get involved. I really believe were Donald Trump president and this war were to happen, he wouldn't stand by and do nothing. I don't believe he would. But in his absence, we have an administration that's happy to let Israel go up in flames. Happy to. Might even try to light the fuse because the left now are haters. There was a time when some of the left in Washington stood by Israel, not anymore. Those days are long, long gone because a certain political party is practicing how they're going to welcome the Antichrist. They're practicing on a daily basis. Now, I want to do one more thing. I want to give some Bible verses, and then I want to close with something that someone has written that I think will be encouraging and inspiring to you. Because, see, we have the ultimate good news, and that is the King is coming. Jesus is coming any day. He may come before I finish here, and some of you are saying, oh, that'd be a good idea, Lord. Come back. Cut her off, please. We got leftists watching, and they're saying, boy, I hope that Jesus she's talking about comes back and gets her out of the pulpit. Okay, Psalm 37, few verses that I'm going to close with a little reading here. Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Why do the nations rage? Psalm 2, favorite passage of mine. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. Just get a picture of that. God's sitting up there laughing at these evildoers. He's doubled up in laughter at their stupidity because they've turned their back on him and they're relying on their own perception of things. The Lord holds them in derision. We're tired of seeing evil win. It's not going to win forever, I promise you. Then he will speak to them in his wrath. It terrified them in his fury, saying, as for me, I've set my king on Zion, my holy hill. Jesus ruling from Jerusalem. Proverbs 10, the way of the Lord is a stronghold to the upright, but ruin to the workers of iniquity. Ruin is coming to the workers of evil. Ruin is coming to the political parties that celebrate slaughtering babies and transgender issues. Okay? Proverbs 14, the house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. You will flourish. You will flourish. Eventually, you will. And then let's focus on this. And then I want to close with a real short thing I'm going to read. Philippians 4, so important. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all people. Please do that even today here. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, think on these things. And the peace of God will be with you. It's the only way the peace is going to be with you, is to think on those things. And to think on, and I'm going to read it, it's going to take me about 1.5 to 2 minutes. Dear supporter in Minneapolis, her name is Sandy, wrote this for me. I read this at a conference, I believe in 2015, and then it got lost, and I found it, so I'm going to read it to close here. It's called I'm Taking a Trip. You'll love it because you're going on this trip, all right? And she says, I'm taking a trip to a foreign country, a country I've never seen it before. This will be much different than previous trips. I won't need to pack any glasses, no medication. My passport has been purchased and authorized with a great price. The tour guides on this secure flight will be courteous and swift, and I will pass through security with a breeze. And she says, I guess this is a round trip and there will be a layover celebration before I will be returning. And I'll be returning with an enormous tour group made up of many horse riding folks. There's still room on this flight, and I hope you will be coming, but you need to hurry as standby is filling up fast. The red eye, too. Time is running out. And all folks, time is running out. It is so running out. Be ready to depart in an instant and keep watch on the overhead screen because you do not know what time or what gate we are going to depart from. A new name will be given to me in this new country, so my name tag will change, but you will still be able to recognize me by my beaming smile. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Yeah. Now listen, I close almost every presentation with this slide because it's profound. This little lion cub says, oh, look, he's just facing the whole world and it's overwhelming him. And I thought about quitting, but then I noticed who was watching. Hey, the Lion King is by his side. Well, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah is by your side. You can't quit. You can't quit. God's new world order is forming. That's the millennium, and he shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen? Thank you.
The secular world commentators often say that nothing makes sense anymore. Well, we disagree. It all makes sense because our times are outlined in the Bible. God is winding history down. We have a front row seat, and the curtain may be going up on the final act. Are you prepared for eternity? The Bible says in Romans 10 that all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. Name him as Lord and Savior of your life today. No one is guaranteed a tomorrow. We are watching all of the predicted events fall perfectly into place. We want to see you in eternity, and that cannot happen apart from acknowledging Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You are the love song we'll sing forever.
Contact us through our website, olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Call us Central Time at 763-559-4444. That's 763-559-4444. We get our mail when you write to Olive Tree Ministries in Jan Markell, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. All gifts are tax deductible. Without an eternal and a prophetic perspective in our times, we will grow weary. If we see how God is orchestrating things to fall into their prophesied end-time scenario, we can confidently and even joyfully press on.